Yama's dream of a life of service was largely fulfilled. He did become a help to his people. He did not occupy any important public post, but known to Japanese leaders as an authority on things American, he served behind the government scenes as a counselor to those in front. Japanese-American friendship was always his greatest concern. The Japanese-American Review stated that the adopted son of William Jennings Bryan played an active part at the Paris Conference in 1919 and that he was prominent at the Washington Disarmament Conference in 1921. For several years, Yama wrote us frequently, but after father died in 1925, we heard less often from him. Still, he did report occasionally about himself and his wife, and in one letter announced, "Am so joyful to tell you a beautiful daughter is brought between us."